Certainly, in the dissemination of this material, one needs performers. Who are some of the singers who performed these works over the years?
Well, he was very lucky already with the first three songs, because Duhan, there you see the power of the publishing houses. A private person hardly ever gets to a performer.
That's
like
right.
This. But
right.
The publishing houses have an in. And so Strache approached Duhan, and Duhan liked it and performed them. Immediately the year they came out, they were performed by him in the on the concert. He gave only one concert a year, and he included these songs in his concert, which was a great honor.
Yeah.
And I think it must have. You know, there were always, in between all these disappointments, I mean, certain things, you know, that kept Eric going and told him that there must be something behind what he thought that was true and that he should continue.
Right. I'm going to sing of that quality. Because,
and so there were, of course, a number of younger singers, you know, and performers that would take material like this, but they were not known themselves, and it was always kind of a struggle. Usually it was done like this, that the composer was promising to sell so and so many tickets, you know, and this made part of the concert possible, you know? And I remember at one time when my friend Litzy and I had taken some tickets to sell for Eric, and then we left and went skiing and forgot all about it. And my father wrote me, and it was a trio which was dedicated to Litzy. And my father said the trio told us that Eric had come to his place of business and asked for the money because he had to deliver it, and we had the money but we hadn't delivered it. And he said the beautiful Litzy, the trio is dedicated to her, but not its how do you say, allures. So he said the trio was dedicated to her but not its proceeds. And now we should send the money, which we then did. But this was, you know, terrible for Eric because he had no money, and there he was responsible for it.
Oh,
it must
yes.
have been quite a situation that he went to my father for it. But there were a number of very important singers that sang him. Shortly before we left, in I think it was in the year 35 or 36, Jöli sang a cycle, a whole cycle, the nights, you know, these baritone songs. And he commented how beautiful they are and how happy he was finally to sing something that seemed so versatile to him, and how sad it was that he couldn't. He was a German and was really very much known in Germany, and he was very, very upset about the fact that he couldn't sing them in Germany anymore. And Kipnis came to Vienna, and Eric, at that time, I have mentioned him, had a disciple, or what you would call it, a Baron Gompertz. He was a rich man who lived on his income. He didn't do any work. He was a typical, you know, aristocrat of how you describe them, very much for the arts, you know. Very interested in not doing a bit of work, and he perished because he could not face going out of Vienna, and had not could not face doing any trade or anything. So he just stayed there and perished. And but he was very interested in Eric's music, and he had this, of course, born as an aristocrat and you know, very of society, society man. He felt free to approach anybody. And so he went with the songs to Kipnis, and Kipnis liked them and sang them. But if I think if Eric had come, it would have never, he would have never succeeded to even been admitted
into
his presence. And there was a very beautiful young singer, I don't know what became of her, Tatiana Menotti, who sang his children's songs. And there were others whose names I have forgotten. The children's songs were the most performed.
Yes.
And it was very kind of moving to me because they were all the time performed in Vienna.